This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program for a better life here on IRIB English Radio. We were talking about how to manage our lives. In the previous program, we talked about time management. In this program, I would like to speak more about financial management, which is also important. You might be surprised that Islam has talked about financial management. And we mentioned consumerism, we mentioned capitalism in our modern life and how it affects us, and we should have financial management whenever we want to spend money. And moderation here is the key in all spheres of life, not only in financial management, but in time management, in all the things that you do in your life. Moderation is the key. Even in the case of charity, sadaqah, when you want to give charity, Almighty Allah urges moderation. And do not make your hand shackled to your neck, nor stretch it out completely, lest you sit down blamed, stripped off. Chapter 17, verse 29. Once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi saw a companion using excessive water for wudu, the ritual ablution for prayers. And he said to that companion, "Why are you wasting the water?" This dear companion by the name of Sa'd was surprised and asked, "There is israf even in water for wudu?" The Prophet replied, "Yes, even if you are by a flowing river." Subhanallah. Even if you are side by side with a flowing river, you should not waste water. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi said, "Verily, there are some people from my ummah, from my nation, whose prayers will not be answered." Why? Number one, a person who prays against his parents. Number two, a person who prays against a debtor, someone who is in debt, who has taken his money, property, and the creditor neither wrote down the loan agreement nor had it witnessed. Number three, a person who prays against his wife while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the right to divorce him by himself. So if you are not satisfied with your wife, why are you praying against her? There are other ways. Number four, a person who sits at home and prays, "Oh my Lord, give me sustenance, give me my rizq," but does not go out to seek the sustenance of Allah. Allah will say, "Oh my servant, did I not provide the means for you to seek and exploit the earth with healthy limbs? If you had done this, then you would have the excuse between me and you for your sustenance, because you followed my command, and so that you may not be a burden on your family." And number six, a person who was blessed by Allah with plentiful wealth, which he gave away in charity, and now he prays, "Oh my Lord, give me sustenance." Allah would say, "Did I not give you ample wealth? Then why did you not manage it as I had ordered you?" And why did you practice extravagance while I have forbidden you from extravagance? So we should have financial management, dear brothers and sisters, in all the things that we do that has to do with money. Have financial management and you will see that your life will prosper and you will or might have a more joyful life. That is one aspect of having a joyful life that should not be declined. We should not neglect that part. The financial aspect is one important aspect for us human beings to have a joyful life. And Islam does not deny you that. But you should have time management and financial management in your life.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
When we continue this aspect and we reach the part when you want to deal with your customers, you should know that property have sanctity. Other people's property has a sanctity. Islam has put great emphasis on the sanctity of property, what we call in Arabic mal, and the plural of that is amwal, and its ownership. No one has the right to take the property, money, or labor of another person without the permission or without his permission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, ya ayyuhal mu'mineen, do not devour your property among yourselves falsely, except that it be trading by your mutual consent. Mutual consent is the crucial means for the exchange of any commodity or service between two persons. A Muslim, in the ethical sense, is one from whose hands and tongue other Muslims are protected. Or I would like to continue with that hadith and say, other human beings are protected. And I would like to go even deeper than that and would say, a Muslim, in the ethical sense, is one from whose hands and tongue other Muslims, other human beings, other plants, animals, and minerals of this earth are protected. Protection from hands does not only mean protection from physical harm, it also includes the protection from theft. You're not allowed to destroy the environment. You're not allowed to kill animals without any right, without any benefit for your sake. People in the past would kill animals because they would kill animals in the past just because they were food. They would eat them. Now today we are killing animals and we have reached to the level of extinction of some animals because of their skin, because of their ivory. That is not acceptable. We're destroying our earth. And in the Muslim Ummah, I'm talking about the Muslim Ummah right now, we are destroying our environment because of things that we do not need or because of our greed. This sanctity of the property is not just for Muslims. It includes the non-Muslims also. There is a very well-known law in the Sharia which says that the mal, the property of a kafir who is making war against the Muslims, has no sanctity. But some Muslims who have immigrated to the West use this law, this principle in the Sharia, which talks specifically about those kuffar who are waging war against the Muslims. They use that principle in the West, that we are allowed to steal from non-Muslims while we live in the same society. Me as a Swedish or a Muslim American or a Muslim Canadian or a Muslim French or a Muslim Czech, a Muslim from Switzerland, I am not allowed to steal from people who are non-Muslims in the same society that we are living in. That is not correct. That is actually haram. So those Muslims who use that principle falsely to excuse their stealing whenever the opportunity shows itself, that is completely wrong. That is strongly discouraged. This reason is based on two reasons only, which I will mention, inshallah, in future programs. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh. Love is all I need. To be all
I need.
And I know that you see how much you need.
Your love is all I need.